Cape Talk. You can call us on 021 446 0567.
Andrew in Mitchell's Plain, let's have a conversation.
Yes, Abs, good morning to you.
Morning.
And the listeners. Listen about that photograph. I have a study group here. Let me just say we have a study group here, and of course, there's colors, as we are called these days, and then there's black people, as we've been called in the black in the past and currently. So as a mixed group. But I have a fight on to get these guys to integrate with their peers. Like I wanted the grade 8s with the grade 8s and the grade 10s with the grade 10s, etc., etc. Then you find now the black guys would come in and they will sit together. Then I must put a fight on to get them apart and say, guys, you can't be able to cause a little corner here. You must mix with the others and you must ask them questions rather than just sit amongst yourself. And I've been going on for years like this now. So I don't know if the people just tend to just gravitate to one another because birds of a feather flock together. They feel more comfortable amongst themselves, that they can even communicate in their own language to help one another. Though there are some help, and they are in Afrikaans schools and English schools, you know, Mitchell's Plain don't really have other schools. So this, the preference here is English. So they are in English schools. But see, and really, if you must take photos here, you will always see, is this a racist setup here, the study group, a racist setup? Then I would say no. But I have to really, really get them to say, please go there. And I'll have to keep myself cross and say, go there and go sit there, please. For heaven's sake, go to your own grade or go to your own group and go and sit there. So I don't know, maybe that was just like that. It was the first couple of days and you feel you want to talk to your own, in inverted commas.
You see,
yes?
I know you're equating it to that. I'll tell you this. If we're talking about aware young adults, you know, they may be cognizant or aware of what's happening in their environment. You've got a chance that they will do that. It may not be right or may not be wrong. But when it comes to children, I don't necessarily believe that children work like that. It's just my personal view on that. I'm not saying anything towards what is happening out there. I'm just saying, personally, when it comes to kids, I don't think kids think like that. It's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, but what do you ascribe that to, that I virtually have a fight on, that they must, I can tell you exactly, the hall can be clear, they can come first in or last or in the middle of the session, and they will just gravitate to one another and they will actually go and sit there. Then I have to tell them, please, guys, what do you ascribe that to?
From what it sounds like, I would definitely say it would be a question of language. Because you can express yourself better when it comes to a specific language. But Andrew, I hear you loud and clear. Unfortunately, I'm always running out of time.
Thank you so much.
That is Andrew in Mitchell's Plain. Maybe you want to add on to the conversation. 021-446-0567.
Your WhatsApp for Abs on 072-567-1567.
Good morning, Abs. Just a comment on the front desk cell phone use. I agree with Regan as far as being able to take a call if there's an emergency, etc. But, you know, if there's an emergency, surely you are able to take your phone out of your bag or out of, I don't know, a drawer and notify your supervisor that you need to leave your desk so that you can take a call because it's an emergency. Obviously, if somebody's taking 3-4 calls a day, that's clearly not an emergency. But yeah, sitting at the front desk with your cell phone, texting and, you know, taking calls, etc., I don't agree with that. How can you provide a good service when your attention is not on the customer? And whether you're in a government department or in hotel front desk, it's always about the customer, isn't it? Anyway, that's just my comment. Thank you.
Absolutely agree with you on this one specifically. If you have a cell phone at the front desk, even anyway, you shouldn't have your cell phone while you are working. It's not your hours. It's the company's hours and you're getting paid for those hours. The point is, or rather the question I suppose that we want to ask, is it fair then to blanket the whole ban? Shouldn't it be dealt with on an individual case of you broke the code. And so we must deal with you here. But to blanket everyone, do you think that's feasible? Jason, in Somerset West, let's have a conversation.
Good morning. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic, Baba. Talk to me.
Good, good. Yeah, I think that the approach that you took now is quite reasonable, because we must also remember one thing: professionalism. Oh, sorry, how was I going this morning? Yeah, but it should be held on an individual basis and not a blanket approach. The reason being, there's different strokes for different folks. You can't think that everyone does the same thing just because you caught one person on video doing it. Hello?
We're still here.
Oh, yes, wonderful. Like I said, we can't do the blanket approach and think that, assume that everyone does the same thing. You know, different people react differently. And if you're at the front desk, you can have your phone due to reasons. Emergency cases might happen. You know, something might happen to your child at school or something might happen at home. And then they can contact you. But then again, when you're at the front desk, you can have your phone on you in your pocket, but don't have it on the table.
I hear you. I'm with you on that one. Jason, Somerset West, thank you so much for your call. We continue taking your calls and taking your SMSs. Zanele in Khayelitsha, have your say.
How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. So what's on your mind?
It's this banning of cell phones from officials. I really don't think it will work. I mean, it has to do with professionalism of individuals and the rules of a working space. Because if you're going to now tell me that at work I need to put my cell phone in a locker and I have children who also depend on me and me alone, what happens if that child has a problem at school and the headmaster cannot get hold of me? So I really think people need to be professional. When you're at work, you need to have time and a place to access your phones, not in front of clients or anybody else who is in need of your attention.
Zanele, I hear you. It's a conversation. Let's have it. Thank you so much, Zanele in Khayelitsha. 021-446-0567. That's the number that you can dial. Maybe you can send a voice note if you wish to do so.
Good morning. I don't have much background information regarding the cell phone ban, if I'm to call it that. But I really think that if a system, any body or corporation wants to enforce certain levels of professionalism and efficiency in their system, then things like cell phones need to be banned, because that's, you can't control how much people use their cell phones. And I'm sure everyone who's listening has been through a situation where they went to a place to get serviced and the person who was supposed to be serving them was on the phone. That is not only frustrating, but it's very inefficient in that the queues just get longer and people just get more frustrated. I have been to a Home Affairs office waiting for my ID, and I had a similar situation. It was not cool. However, I have seen companies that have put the ban in, and like private companies, of course, and it works perfectly. It's flawless. I will admit that I often get distracted by my phone and doing my own job. So I don't think that there's anything wrong in having your phone in the morning, have your loved ones and everybody know that I'll only touch my phone again and be on WhatsApp at 10 a.m. and again at another break time or something like that. But I think someone has to regulate these things as companies, and I think more companies are going to do it actually.
Thank you so much. We continue to listen to your views on what you have to say around this issue. Do you believe that there should be a ban on the use of cell phones on public institutions, especially in the front desks? 021-446-0567.
Cape Talk. Your WhatsApps on 072-567-1567.
Ebs, you know, I really believe that, well, at least I'm of the opinion that cell phones have become part of our lives. I mean, it's an extension of yourself, actually. And I don't think you can ban it anywhere, at all, anywhere. But I do think that we should make more of a deal of phone etiquette, you know? How not to be rude with your cell phone, if you know what I mean.
Hi, Abs. I think we're missing an obvious point here. How did people get hold of us in emergency situations before cell phones? Do most of these businesses or offices not have a landline? Surely we can list that number as our emergency contact number or as our work number, and if we don't answer our cell phones, people can get hold of us on that number. You know, we've only had cell phones with us, what, for a little under 20 years now, and for many of us, much less than that. So what do we do before that? I can't see it being a problem to ban cell phones. You know, let's face it, the world might even have been a slightly better place before all of us started sitting on our noses walking around on phones all the time.
Good morning, Abs. Everybody's talking about the emergency. What I'm saying is, you've got telecom phones, so if the headmaster needs to get hold of you, they phone your immediate supervisor, who is at the telecom telephone instrument. Leave a message to say there's an emergency. They will bring you the message and problem solved. Rudy, that's my 2 cents.
Thank you so much for the conversation. Listen, it's a conversation that it's not necessarily an opinion that I can agree or disagree with. It's just how you are feeling at the moment, what your take is on the conversation. Now, a parliamentary committee on Monday called for an outright ban on cell phones used by Home Affairs officials at the department's front desk. Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs Chairperson Hlomani Chauke urged the department to consider the ban during working hours following an excessive amount of complaints that they have received. So we want to find out from you, do you believe that there should be an outright ban on cell phone use by Home Affairs official or any public official at the front desk? It doesn't matter which department it is. Yandisa in Nyanga, let's have your say.
Good morning. For me, you know, I think specifically at Home Affairs, cell phones then should be banned, because we are the ones who are standing on those long queues there while the officials there do not want to help us, spending their time on their cell phones. So I think the thing that they should consider is professionalism. We need professionalism at home affairs, because at the end of the day, really, we are the ones who suffer the most. People who are standing on those long queues there.
Can I ask something, Yandisa? And I'm just asking specifically, it's not just directed at you, it's directed at everyone, but unfortunately you're on the call. Is it then not that we should be dealing with the individuals that are not being professional? Or are we not maybe using this specific issue as a scapegoat where we're blanketing everyone on this? Because it's not everyone at these departments that are using their cell phones.
Yeah, I understand it's not everyone. But then I think if those cell phones are burnt for everyone, then they'll learn. It's their learning that it's wrong. So if they see that this does not continue, then they can then start dealing with those who are doing this one by one. Yeah.
I hear you loud and clear. Yandisa, thank you so much. That is Yandisa Nyanga. We continue with this conversation, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about you having your say. It's your show after all.
Your WhatsApp for Abs on 072-567-1567.
Good morning. Speaking to Menzi. I don't think it's a good idea to totally, you know, disallow them, their cell phones, because they are emergency situations whereby somebody is trying to call them and they have families. Time to time they can report some things to them. So they mustn't have an umbrella of trying to deal with the things. So they must deal with the things separately and try to find out what are the reasons, that what are those people that are unprofessional at work. But for me, to say that officials mustn't have an access to their phone during the work time, I don't think it's a good idea. Thank you.
Cape Talk. You can call us on 021-446-0567.
Shamiz in Stellenbosch, I'm running very low on time. Talk to me.
How are you, sir?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. I'm hoping you're fine. What's on your mind?
Oh, so I want to talk about the issue of Home Affairs.
Talk to me.
Yes. I believe that it shouldn't be banned from all officials, but I think that it is more concerned about professionalism and how you have self-control. Because if you think about it, if we as employers have to be banned using our phones at work, then how is your family going to contact you in cases of emergencies?
I hear you loud and clear, Shamiz and Syllabus. Thank you so much for your call. Quick SMS.